Before you listen to the sermon, read Psalm
23.
Yeah, the Lord is my shepherd.
And
this is probably one of the most known passages from the Old Testament. And I was triggered to preach on this for several reasons. Yeah, because I think, first of all, I think it's an encouraging psalm. But also, this Wednesday, we happen to preach about the most known passage in the New Testament.
I think it is.
That's 1 Corinthians 13. Yeah, the chapter about charity, about love. Yeah, that's often used with weddings.
And
both of these passages you will see in the houses of people who are not even believers.
They're very famous. Now,
the Psalms are songs.
مزمور سرود بوده.
Yeah, they are to be sung.
میخوندن، آواز میخوندن.
Yeah, and they relay important truths to us.
و یه حقیقت رو با یه آهنگ سرود به ما
معرفی میکردن. David wrote those songs.
اون سرود نوشت.
Those psalms.
اون مزمور
moved by the Holy Ghost.
از روح القدس دمیده شده بود.
And are full of biblical truths.
و پر از حقیقت‌های کلام خداوند.
Truths that were important for the Israelites to know and to understand in the Old Testament.
بوده در عهد عتیق.
But also truths that are important for us to understand. Go to Ephesians
5.
I mentioned this before, but I cannot hurt to remind you of this. The Psalms are really for us, also for us to be sung. Ephesians 5, I read verses 18 and
19.
And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
و مست شراب مشوید که زیاده روی است، بلکه از روح مشوید و با یکدیگر به مزامیر و تسبیحات و سرودهای روحانی گفتگو کنید و در دلهای خود به خداوند بسرایید و ترنم نمایید.
Can you make turn it off, please? Yeah. Yeah, so this is written to the church in Ephesus, of course, a New Testament church. And these psalms are to be meditated on, to be kept close to your heart.
Yeah,
for them in Ephesus, for us in
2022.
Yeah, it teaches things. They equip us, they encourage us.
And
it's like filling us up with the words of God. Go to Colossians 3:16. Which is a parallel passage. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and in hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.
کلام مسیح در شما به دولتمندی و به کمال حکمت ساکن بشود و دیگر را تعلیم و نصیحت کنید به مزامیر و تسبیحات و سرودهای روحانی و با فیض در دلهای خود
Yeah, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. God's word dwelling in us, keeping those words close to our hearts.
Yeah,
and it's being equated with being filled with the Spirit. And these psalms are there to teach us, to admonish us. Yeah, the Old Testament is for us today as New Testament believers. Yeah, the law, which is there, is also for us today. Yeah, and of course, there's a change of the law, and Hebrews talks about that. Yeah, the priesthood changed. Yeah, we're not under the ceremonial laws, for example. Yeah, but Jesus didn't come to do away with the law. Yeah, we saw when we enter 1 Corinthians, the stories that are written, they're examples for us to learn from. The promises we read in the Old Testament are for us to trust in. And the Psalms are for us to sing. And to draw strength from and learn from.
So,
let's go to Psalm 23. And read verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So who is the shepherd here?
Shaban kist.
It's the Lord, it's a big caps. And when you find the Lord in big caps, it refers to the word, the general name for God, Jehovah. Yeah, God is the shepherd of David. Yeah, God is our shepherd.
Yeah.
We are the sheep.
ما اون گوسفندان او هستیم.
Now, this is actually also one of the verses that proves that Jesus is God. Another one. Yeah, go to Hebrews 13:20. Who is the shepherd? Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant.
پس خدای سلامتی که شبان اعظم گوسفندان یعنی خداوند ما عیسی مسیح را به خون عهد ابدی از مردگان برخیزد.
Yeah, the Lord is the shepherd of David, our shepherd. Jesus Christ is the great shepherd.
عیسی مسیح شبان اعظم ما.
He is the shepherd that David speaks about.
شبانی است که داوود در مورد صحبت میکنه.
He is a great shepherd, he is the good shepherd. Go to John 10.
یوحنا 10.
John 10 and read verses 7 to 11.
آیه 7 تا 10 رو 11 رو بخونید.
In English I will read 11. I am the Jesus saying, I am the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep.
آنگاه عیسی به دیشان باز گفت آمین آمین به شما میگویم که من در گوسفندان هستم. همه کسانی که پیش از من آمدند دزد و راهزن هستند، اما گوسفندان سخن ایشان را نشنیدند. من در هستم، هر که از من داخل گردد نجات یابد و بیرون و درون خواهد رفت و علوفه یابد. دزد نمی آید مگر آن که بدزدد و بکشد و هلاک کند. من آمدم تا ایشان هلاک حیات
یابد.
آن را زیادتر حاصل کنند. من شبان نیکو هستم، شبان نیکو جان خود را در راه گوسفندان می‌دهد.
Yeah, Jesus is God. It's good. He is God. Jesus is the good shepherd.
او شبان نیکوی ماست.
Now, what do shepherds do?
شبانان
چیکار
می‌کنند؟
What's the picture that has been drawn by that?
تصویری که برای ما کشیده شده
شبان چیه؟ Shepherd takes care of sheep.
مراقب گوسفندانش.
Yeah, we have a shepherd behind our house.
پشت خونه ما.
Who often comes to the hill with his sheep.
وقتی وقتا رو کوه میاد با گوسفندان.
He's leading them around.
میره بالای کوه خونه.
Feed them. He's taking care of them.
مراقبشونه.
Yeah, he's leading them.
اونا رهبریش. اون رهبریش میکنه.
The sheep are not leading the shepherd.
اون گوسفندان نیستن که بگه.
And the sheep follow.
شبان بگه کجا برین. و شبان میره و گوسفندان پشتشون میان.
And these sheep lack nothing because the shepherd takes care of them.
Yeah,
so David says here, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Yeah, so what does it mean? What does it mean when the Lord is your shepherd? Yeah, it means that you will not lack anything. You will have everything you need if you're following him. Now, that's different to what you think you need. But what you need, yeah, the promise is that he will provide for that. Yeah, you shall not want. You shall not lack anything that you will need.
شما هیچ چیزی کمبود نخواهید داشت. هیچ چیزی براتون کمبودی نخواهد بود.
And it's not a maybe. This is a surety because this is the word of God telling us.
مطمئنیم کمبودی نخواهد بود.
He says, "Hey, you follow me.
دنبال من بیاید.
You will not need. You shall not lack."
نیازی نخواهید داشت.
Yeah, just that first sentence is a great encouragement to everybody who is a Christian and is following Jesus Christ.
دنبال عیسی مسیح میره.
You stick with the shepherd.
با شبان بمانید.
Keep close to him.
نزدیکش بمانید.
You shall not lack anything.
به هیچ چیز نخواهید بود.
Yeah, the shepherd knows what you need.
شبان نیازهای
شما رو میدونه. Psalm 84.
مزمور 84 رو باز.
Psalm 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly.
زیرا یهوه خدا آفتاب و سپر است. یهوه لطف می‌کند و عزت می‌بخشد. او هیچ چیز نیکو را دریغ نمی‌دارد. از آنان که در راستی گام برمی‌دارند.
Yeah, God gives grace and glory.
خداوند فیض و جلال
می‌دهد. No good thing will be withheld from you.
از شما دور نخواهد شد. هیچ چیز خوبی ازتون دور نشود.
Now, is this a promise to you if you are a rebellious child, if you're rebelling against God, if you live in sin?
آیا فرزندی شریر هستین و در گناه زندگی می‌کنین؟ آیا این قول برای شما هم قوله؟
If you're a sheep that runs off from the flock.
اگر اون شبانی هست، اون گوسفندی هستین که از اون گله دور شدین و فرار کردید.
It is a promise.
قوله.
Yeah, if you stay close to the shepherd, if you walk uprightly,
اگر در کنارش
then
باشید.
You will lack no good thing.
اون موقع هست که همه نیازاتون رو برآورده می‌کنه.
No good thing will be withheld from you.
هیچ چیز نیکویی از شما دریغ
نخواهد
شد. Go to
John 14. John
14.
I read verses 13 and 14.
13 و 14.
And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it.
و هر چیزی را که به اسم من سوال کنید به جا خواهم آورد تا پدر در پسر جلال یابد. اگر چیزی به اسم من طلب کنید من آن را به جا خواهم آورد.
No. This is just asking the great shepherd.
از شبان اعظم بخواید.
And you're asking his name.
اگر
he will
نام او بخونید صدا شما رو میشنوه.
And he will do for us what we ask him.
اون چیزی که ازش میخوایم. Now what does it mean? به چه معنی هست؟
To ask in his name.
در نام خداوند.
Things that will glorify the Father in the Son.
چیزهایی رو که جلال میده پدر و پسر.
Go to 1 John. 1 John 5, 14 and 15.
14 و 15.
Yeah, shed some more light on that. And this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of Him. Yeah, we're asking according to His will. We're asking things that will glorify God.
And
we will receive those things. He hears us.
میشنوه.
He gives us what we desire.
Yeah,
we pray.
دعا میکنیم.
Yeah, because we know this is true.
و به خاطر اینکه میدونیم این حقیقته.
And we can thank God in the same prayer for the answer because we know He hears.
و میتونیم سپاسگزار باشیم برای همون دعا. میدونیم که او صدای ما رو میشنوه.
And of course, we want to Him to answer according to His will because He knows best for us.
و میخوایم که او خواست جواب دعای ما رو بشنوه.
And if you're asking things that glorify God,
اگر شما چیزی از خدا میخواین که باعث جلال پدر میشه، باعث جلال خدا میشه.
Things that are according to His will.
چیزی که طبق خواست پدره.
He gives us those petitions.
او به ما میده اون درخواستای ما رو.
Yeah, says God is not withholding any good things from us.
نیکو رو از شما دریغ نداره.
God gives good things to children.
خداوند همه چیزهای نیکو رو به فرزندانش میده.
If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him?
پس هرگاه شما که شریر هستید، دادن هدیه نیکو را به اولاد خود میدانید، چقدر بیشتر پدر شما که در آسمان است چیزهای نیکو را
Yeah, every good gift is from above. Every perfect gift is from above. You're not going to read it, that's from James 1:17. Okay, the Lord is my shepherd. Yeah, I follow him. But I'm not getting what I want. I'm not getting what I'm asking for.
خداوند شبان منه then, ولی واقعا اون چیزی که من ازش میخوام بهم نداده.
Then that's not what you need at the moment.
پس به این دلیله که اون چیزی
God's
که
God's not holding anything good from you.
الان لازم داری نیست.
God will make sure you don't lack anything that you're not in want.
اون چیزی رو که اون روز لازم داری بهت خواهد داد و هیچ چیزی رو خوب رو از شما
دریغ really
نداره. ولی واقعا نیازمند اینم خداوند.
Who's leading?
کی داره رهبری میکنه؟
Shepherd or the
sheep? شبان یا گوسفندان؟ شبانه که
جلو داره رهبری میکنه. You shall not want. دنبال
شبان بروید و دیگر نیازمند نخواهید بود.
You need to be content where God has you right now.
مراقب باشید و راضی بمانید در هر جایی که خداوند امروز شما را قرار داده و اطمینان کنید.
He will make sure you lack nothing
that you need. مراقب شما خواهد بود که هر چه که لازم دارین
تا God knows what's good for us.
خداوند میدونه چه چیزی نیکوست.
God knows what we need.
خداوند میدونه ما به چی احتیاج داریم.
Yeah, Psalm 37:25. You don't have to go there. You can translate it. I have been young and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Read it. 37:25.
مزمور 37:25.
من جوان بودم و اینک سال خوردم، با این همه هرگز پارسایی را ندیدم که وا نهاده شده باشد و نه فرزندانش را که گدای نان شوند.
Yeah, with God there is no want.
خداوند دیگه نیازی نخواهید داشت.
If the Lord is a shepherd,
اگر خداوند شبان شماست،
then you will have what you need.
پس اون چی که احتیاج دارید خواهید دست.
Yeah, you walk with God.
با خدا را میرید. دنبال شبان میرید. قولی هست که برای شما و من هست.
Yeah. Verse 1 and 2 from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters.
خداوند شبان من است، محتاج به هیچ چیز نخواهم بود. در چراگاه‌های سرسبز مرا می‌خواباند، نزد آب‌های آرام بخش رهبری‌ام می‌کند، جان مرا تازه می‌سازد.
Now, green pastures and still waters is what sheep like.
Yeah,
this is good for the sheep. They like these conditions. You will have happy sheep.
وقتی گوسفندان وارد جای چراگاه سبز آب میشن، خوشحال میشن. تصویر زیبایی نه؟
Yeah, even as a human, even though I don't eat grass.
انسان با اینکه من علف
میخورم، I like green pastures and still waters.
چمنو جلومو میبینم، لذت میبرم، شاد میشم با آب‌های ساکت.
But God can bring us to places where We do well. We enjoy.
ما رو به جایی ببره که در اونجا لذت ببریم.
Yeah, a great promise of God.
قول بزرگی هست که از خداوند به همه ما داده شده.
Again, you need to be following the shepherd to come to these places.
باید دنبال شبان برید تا به اونجا برسید.
Yeah, sheep are highly unlikely to find these green pastures and still waters on their own.
گوسفندان خودشون تنهایی نمیتونن اون سبزگاه‌ها و اون آب آرام رو پیدا کنن.
Sheep on their own tend to get stuck somewhere.
خودشون گیر میکنن یه جایی.
Or become lunch for a wild animal.
و بعدش میشن ناهار اون حیوانات
وحشی. We need to follow the shepherd.
باید دنبال شبان بریم
to those places.
تا برسیم به اون جاهای آرامش، به اون جاهای سرسبز.
Yeah, the fact that you're saved, the fact that you are in Christ, that you have believed on the Lord,
و با اینکه به عیسی مسیح ایمان آوردیم و به خداوند عیسی مسیح ایمان داریم.
It doesn't mean that you automatically start doing what is right, that you're following Jesus.
دنبال عیسی مسیح رفتیم، دنبال شبانتون رفتیم و کار درست رو دارید.
There's a reason why we have so much scripture admonishing people to do what is right and stop doing what is wrong.
برای همین آیات زیادی داریم در کتاب مقدس که بارها و بارها تکرار میکنه که دست بکشین از کارهای بد کردن و انجام بدین به کارهای نیکو.
And Christians like sheep can wander away from the flock.
مسیحیان هم مثل خیلی گوسفندان میتونن از اون گله خداوند دور شن.
Going to sin.
بریم تو گناه.
Dropping out of church.
از کلیسا دور شیم.
Wandering away from the shepherd.
بریم یواش یواش از شبان اعظممون
دورتر. Wandering away from the one who can bring them to green pastures and still waters.
کسی که میتونه ما رو واقعا ببره به اون چمنگاه سبز و اون آب آرام.
Wandering away from the one who promises you, you shall not want.
از اون کسی که قول داده به ما که محتاج هیچ چیز نخواهیم.
Go to Matthew 6:33.
متی فصل 6.
But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Talking about food and clothing.
اما اول ملکوت خدا و عدالت او را بطلبید که این همه به شما افزوده خواهد شد.
Yeah, we will not be in want.
دیگه نیاز نخواهیم
داشت. If we stay close to the shepherd.
اگر نزدیک اون شبان بایستیم.
Yeah, and the shepherd will make sure
شبان
to keep the sheep
خواهد خواهد بود که مراقب تک تکمون باشه.
Yeah, when we live for God, God will take care of us.
و خداوند مراقب ما.
And he will bring us to green pastures.
ما رو به جایی میبره که چمنگار سبز.
And he will lead us beside still waters.
ما رو میکنه که دنبال اون آب‌های آروم باشیم.
And he knows when we need these things.
و میدونه چه زمانی به آب احتیاج داریم و چه زمانی به غذا.
Yeah, great promise for us.
که خداوند به همه ما داده و قول عظیمه که مال او هستیم.
For us, we want to follow the good shepherd.
برای ما که دنبال اون شبان عظیم میریم، دنبال عیسی مسیح میریم.
Yeah, so we need to understand that when we follow Jesus,
وقتی دنبال عیسی مسیح
بریم, He will be with us. He will take care of us.
او با ما خواهد بود و مراقب ما خواهد بود و هیچ چیزی کمبود نخواهیم داشت.
Now, of course, we know that our lives will not all be green pastures and still waters.
زندگی ما همشون چمنزار سبز و آب آروم نیست.
But notice that it is supposed to be part of our lives.
اما قسمتی از زندگیمون هست.
Yeah, the shepherd will bring us to these places.
شبان ما رو به جاهایی خواهد برد که بتونیم در اونجا آرامش.
The other side of the story is that when we follow the shepherd, when we live upright, the Bible also promises us persecution. 2 Timothy 3:12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Yeah, there will be trouble.
آزار خواهد بود.
Yeah, but,
سختی خواهد بود.
But when we are with the shepherd,
اما وقتی با شبانی,
even though those things will happen,
با اینکه اون آزارها تو زندگی
من اتفاق میفته, it's still true if we are with the shepherd that we shall not want.
و باز حقیقته که اگه با شبان باشیم نیازمند و محتاج هیچ چیزی نخواهیم بود.
It's still true that he will lead us
onto
green pastures.
و ما رو از اون بیرون میاره و ما رو به چمنها و اون آب آرام میرسونه.
Yeah, but our lives are not to be 24/7 suffering for Jesus.
و زندگی ما 24 ساعته 7 روز هفته شکنجه و عذاب برای عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, God wants us to enjoy our lives as well.
خداوند میخواد لحظه های زندگی ما ازش لذت ببریم. جایی که شادی کنیم، جایی که گریه داریم، جای خنده داریم.
Yeah, and this is not just a one moment in time. This psalm talks about a life.
مزمور از زندگیمون صحبت میکنه، کل زندگیمون.
Yeah, that we live our lives, our complete lives.
کل زندگیمون رو در اون چراگاه
recognizing that the Lord is our shepherd.
و درک میکنیم که خداوند اون شبان اعظم ماست.
Read verse 3 from Psalm 23. He restored my soul. He led me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
جان مرا تازه می سازد و به خاطر نام خیش به راه‌های درست هدایتم می‌فرماید.
Yeah, it says he restores my soul. Sometimes our souls need restoring.
We've
been working hard.
خیلی کار کردیم.
Things have happened.
اتفاقایی برامون افتاده. ناراحتیایی برامون پیش اومده.
Yeah, we can have had some things going against us. We can wear out.
سختی‌های تو زندگیمون بوده.
We can get discouraged.
شدیم ناامید شدیم. افسرده شدیم.
We can get bogged down.
میتونیم زمین بخوریم.
There are times that our soul needs to be restored.
که اون جانمون باید دوباره تازه بشه.
We need a reboot.
باید دوباره fresh restart. دوباره از لحاظ روحانی ما بازسازی بشیم.
Now, if you never stop, if you never get restored, if you never enjoy anything in life,
باز هیچ چیز زندگی لحظه زندگی
رو you're just going to crash.
Yeah,
there's a place for being restored. There's a place for these green pastures.
در اون چراگاه‌های سبز دوباره خودمون رو بنا کنیم.
There's a place for these still waters.
جایی هست که برای اون آب آروم که یه لحظه آروم باشه.
There are some that just think, oh, we should just live our life to the ground.
زندگیمون رو باید بدویم سراسر.
As if this is a more spiritual thing to do.
چیزهای روحانی دیگه‌ای هست.
A crash and burn mentality.
در حقیقت بیافتیم و در حقیقت سقوط کنیم.
Like a Japanese kamikaze pilot.
Do
just one thing and just till you die. Now, that's not how God wants us to live. There's a place for recharging. There's a place for enjoying life and family. There are these green pastures. There are these still waters. Yeah, rest is a good thing.
و استراحت کردن از حضور خداوند نیکوست.
Yeah, the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath.
انسان ساخته شد نه انسان برای سبت.
Yeah, we need that.
ما احتیاج داریم به اون لحظه ها.
Yeah, it was a blessing to men that we have ever rest. God doesn't run the flock into the ground.
خداوند نمیخواد اون شب
بیاد
سقوط کنه و خستگی نابود بشه.
He's not a slave driver.
خداوند برده نگرفته که برده هاشو ازش کار.
Yeah, he wants us to produce. We are the flock. We are there for the shepherd. We're not opposite around.
میخواد که براش خدمت کنیم.
But he also cares
for the flock. ما برای شبان هستیم ولی شبان مراقب گوسفندان.
Yeah, he leads us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
خداوند ما رو توی راه نیکویی قرار میده. برای نامش برای جلالش
Ultimately,
در آخر
it's not about you
همه زندگی
it's about God. We created for God.
برای خداونده ما برای خدا خلق
شدیم. The Revelation 4:11 Thou art worthy O Lord to receive glory and honor and power for thou hast created all things and for thy pleasure they are and were created.
ای خداوند شایسته ای که جلال و اکرام و قدرت را بیابی زیرا که
Yeah, the sheep are there for the shepherd. Not the other way around.
But doesn't
mean that the shepherd doesn't care for the sheep. Yeah, God wants us to serve him. He also wants us to enjoy life, to bless us. Yeah, we're not called slaves, we're called servants in the Bible. Yeah, Paul said in Titus 1:1, Paul, a servant of God. And an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness. Titus 1:1.
پولس غلام خدا و رسول عیسی مسیح بر حسب ایمان برگزیدگان خدا و اعتراف آن راستی که در دین داری است.
We follow the shepherd and God will take care of us. He restores our soul. He knows what we need. He leads us to the green pastures and by the still waters. We need rest as well.